Okay, v'idoch, test, Zainab Bey, second to last line. V'idoch Maisa, what's the next one?
What's the other one?
Titnan. Mishnah, Mesech the Zoyalus, Kol Matatan Mavien is a Tuma, Be'obe Hermardeya. So, there's different ways of transferring Tuma. Tuma Soyal, just want to clarify, Tuma Soyal. What we think of a classical case of Tumas Oil is that the mace and the person are together in the same oil, under the same roof. That's called Tumas Oil. It doesn't have to be a roof necessarily. Halacha is, if they share, if you have a mace here and a person here, or a keli here, and there's a piece of wood, piece of metal, piece of whatever it is, which is a tefach wide, which goes over both of them, that's enough to bring Tumah from one to the other. They're both sharing the same oil being a tefach wide. That's mina reis. We're gonna bring over here a halacha. The Mishnah says that even if it's less than a tefach wide, it's the thickness of a mardeya. Mardeya is the prodder that they use to prod the animal to move. It's called a mardeya. And the thickness of the mardeya, the more is going to say, is actually it's circular. And it has a circumference of a tefach, which people will mistake a tefach for a tefach, and they'll say, "Oh, it's a tefach," you know. So they're going to, so they chomer goyzer tuma, and that's this is one of the yudches dover that they regoyzer that it's going to transfer tuma from the mace to the person through the process of oil, through the even only has a circumference of a tefach. That's what the Tanakhama says. Amar Reb Tarfon says that a kapeach is beni. Rashi learned that the lashon of he was, this is wrong. It's 100% wrong. He says the way the person said it over. And he's like, he says, I should bury my children of this, if they don't straighten this thing out. Shezu halacha mekapachas, this is halacha which has been cut in the middle. It's a confused halacha. Shoshama hashemeya b'toa, the person who heard the story got it wrong. He made a mistake on how he heard the story. This is the true story. Heikar over, the farmer was walking. This is the story which happened. He says. The farmer was walking, he was walking, carrying this the mardeya, his mardeya on his shoulder. And the mardeya, one end of the mardeya, there was a cavern near the road, and it stuck out, and it was mayo over the cavern. So, the halacha is that this halacha, you need a tefach, is if there's a mace here, I guess let's go back a step. Tumas oil can be in one of three ways. A person can put his hand over a kever, or a keli can stick out over the kever. It becomes tumah because it's above the kever. It is being mahil, is acting as an oil over the kever. You could have the opposite where the person is standing there and the mace goes above him, and that's. The mace is being mild on him, and then you have the case I said before, the two of them are sharing the same oil. So the merdeya sticks out over the kever, the merdeya is now tome. I don't care how big the merdeya is, the merdeya can be a millimeter thick. It's a keli, it's a makabel tumah. There's no share of a tefach for it to be a makabel tumah for itself. That it should transfer tumah to somebody else as an oil, it needs a tefach. But it should be a makabel tumah itself, even if it's a mashahu. Now, once it's a keli which is tome, and it touches the person who's holding it, so of course he's tameh. Not because it's an oil. It didn't transfer tumah to the farmer because of the tumah's oil, which is what the Tanakhama understood. It transferred tumah to the farmer because the farmer was holding the mardeya. So the person who was watching this, or heard the story, says, you see, there's a din of tumah's oil. He says, you got it all wrong. There's a din of tumah's oil over the mace, b'mashahu. The din of that it transferred the mardeya, transferred tumah to the person, because he was holding it. But you had a case where the mardeya was in the air above him, which is the case that you're trying to conclude from here, and he's not touching it, he's not tameh, unless it's a tefach. A tefach wide, which would be a diameter of a tefach, not a circumference of a tefach. So the whole halacha is wrong. The team always said they're matamah the merdeyub, shum kelim amahilim ala meis, because of kelim which are being mal on the meis. And the person is tameh because he's holding the kelim. Nu, grace and maizes. Got the whole story wrong. I remember Kibur Niasak, and I'm going to explain the pshat in the Tanakhama. Shihu direi chachamim kayamim. The words of the chachamim should be able to make sense and stand. This halacha, you're right that the halacha is going to be not exactly as the Tanakhama seemed to say. It's going to be a little bit less extensive. Okay, so let's go back to the case. Your case. So now let's see the process. So the merdeya is mile on the mace. Merdeya is tome. Mace is an avia voice tuma. So it's the only primary source. So the kele will be an avatum. Kele is an avatuma. So the person holds it is a rishon. Now what's the difference between becoming an av or being a rishon? That by mace, when it's made something to an av this year, it has to, it's tummy for 7 days, and a rishon, which has to go through the whole process of paradum, etc., and a rishon only needs 1 day. So the ikar psaka, what should happen over here is minaraisa, what should happen is that the merdeya is tummy 7 days and the farmer is tummy 1 day. That already is confusing to people, because people don't know that what they perceive it looking like an oil situation. Now, in an oil situation, we say that tumas mace transfers in the same oil, he becomes an avatum, and he needs 7 days. You can tell him only 1 day, people are going to conclude that oil only needs 1 day. So the Chavim said, in this scenario, which you just said, so if since he's tummy anyway, and if we tell him that the tumas is going to be tumas erev, people can get very confused. So we say that because people perceive it as an oil type of situation. So we're going to call it 7 days. But I do agree with you, Reb Tarfon, that had you had a situation where he was not touching it at all, and made a rice, he has no tumah at all, chomer not goes to tumah in that scenario. So the case where the merdeya is being mahil above both of them, the mace and him, and not touching him, so he has no tumah at all, chomer not goes to tumah in that situation either. She called metaltim avim and satuma ala adam shenoisa oisam ba'ibri hamadeya. The metaltim, anything which is mobile. The reason why I say metaltim, because this kind of was never said by something which is stationary. So you have a situation, you have a wall which has a ledge sticking out. And on one end of that ledge, way down there, there's a piece of ksais of the mace under it. And somebody walks by under the ledge at the all the way to the other end, so it'll transfer tuma all the way from the mace all the way to him. Only with a tefach wide. Same with Taltal in this year is less than a tefach. And now we understand why, because you're not going to have a situation where he's touching that usually, because it's a wall. It's not going to be Kabbal Tumah anyway, so there would be no luck of him becoming Tumah by touching it. So with Taltal and Bisa Tumah, Allah Adam Shanosu son, Bobir Medea. And they become Tomei, the Kelita becomes Tomei no matter how big it is. The person who's holding it becomes Tomei if it's Avir Merdeya. While Shar Odom, the Kelim, the Peseach Tefach. All other Kelim, or a person who is not touching it, then this year is a regular Dindaraisa. It has to be a Tefach wide to bring Tuma, not a Tefach circumference. Because it's discussing something stationary as opposed to something stationary. The contrast is the earlier Mishnah talking about something stationary. That's true. That's a good question. I don't know. Is a misleading language. So, but what we're saying is, with this mistake that people will say, well, the keli is tamei, the person who's touching it is tamei, must be tumas oil. Obviously, it's only possible if people can think that it's tumas oil, which needs a tefach. So over mardeya, people will misconstrue as oil because it's a tefach circumference. If it's less than a tefach circumference, people say, well, hey, it can't be oil, it's not a tefach. Must be, it's because he's touching it. Okay, that's why it's only tumas eret. So there they won't make a mistake. Once it's a tefach already, people will make the mistake. But Rabbi Yala, Yom Radei Shomru, Ein Ba'ovyev Tefach, it doesn't have a width of a tefach, not a diameter of a tefach, but Yesh B'kef of a tefach, but it has the circumference of a tefach. The regards are Al Hakef of Mishim Ovyev. The regards are on the Hekev because of the, had a Hekev of a tefach because of Gzeret, because of an Ovi of a tefach, which is a derais. Once they see the person being tomei, and it's this thing is a tefach, people will think that it's tumas oil and not tumas maga. And tumas oil is a tumah of 7 days, whereas tumas maga will only be 1 day. That's the way Rashi learns. Okay. Taisha actually learns differently. Reb Tarfon Domer Akapechas Bini Shaloch Zum Akapachas. He doesn't hold to, he doesn't agree with Reb Akiva, and he holds that this was not true. This halacha does not exist. It was a mistake. The whole story, when people sang it over, it never happened. So it's not one of the Yuchas Dover, obviously. So, but he's missing one. But Shalahu, he's missing from the 18. So Reb Nachum Bar Yitzchok. So Reb Nachum Yitzchok says, "Afan is kusim nidus mi arisos and rabbi yem gazru, uba idach sir leker mei." So he has benos kusim nidus is one of the 18, which we're going to have to say it means that. And the previous machloikus, he holds like Remeir that tzinur was a case which they were geyser, as opposed to. Like Rabbi Yossi holds the diamond like a medis. So Reb Tarfon has to hold like a mayor. So he counts the case of Menir Kam Tachas Atziner as one, and he counts Menos Kusim as one. Rabbi Yossi has to hold like Rabbi Kiva, and he'll count Menos Kusim as one, and the Ever Merdeya as one. But Pashas, you can't count the whole like Rabbi Kiva and Remeir, then you're going to have 19. If you want to count Menos Kusim also. Or he'll say those two and Menos Kusim didn't happen that day, it happened a different day. So that's going to be your work with these three cases. Everybody's going to hold two of the three cases. You have to work that all out. Well, it's still not finally decided who said. The Moors have finally figured out the final last points of it. And the Tessel Bays, you have to get the final count. Yitzhak Bays, I'm sorry. Get the final count. Okay. Let's see Rashi. Bottom two Rashis on Tessel Bays. Kolmataltim Avi is a tumor. Mishum oil. Simataltim created a loch of oil. If one end is passing over the mace, at the same time one end is going is over kalim, v'im lehem tumas oil, it transfers tumas oil to mace, the tamei zanyam, which makes him tamei 7 days. We just have a tumah, the kamanah, but tumah, then oil tamei, like the din of oil, which is tamei. So it transfers tumah from the mace to the item. And the item is now an avatuma, and it's tummy 7 days. And it transfers this tumma by over merdeya, the thickness of a merdeya. The filo ain behem pesef tefach, even though it doesn't have a width of a tefach. Elaka ovi hermerdeya only has the width of an ovi hermerdeya. Come on, Farish, and Morrison explained, it means yeshba kefa tefach. The circumference is a tefachut. Tefach tzarech lahakefa. You would need to use a string, which is a tefach long, to go around it. Even though an oil derisa, an oil needs a tefach. Halacha l'moshe b'sinai hu kishar kol shiurim. It's halacha l'moshe b'sinai. There has to be a tefach, so you can't play around with that. But halacha gozer rabbanon hakeifa mishum aviv. The chomer gozer case where it has a circumference of a tefach, due to a case where it has a actual thickness of a tefach. Kabeches b'ni mitzar haya altara hamishtakatas. So Rashi learns that he was in pain. He gave himself a klala. The Tosis doesn't like that. Tosis says it was a lashon of a shvuah because obviously you're not allowed to give yourself a klala. A kapech is a kabrim. I should bury them. Lashon chituch v'kitzur. She cut it short. Shama hatim shemeya. Kisha nishala hashela. When the question was presented, are you the ma'isim of best medrash? It was presented due to a scenario which actually happened. Shama, the person who was listening, heard shetimuhu. That they made the person tomet. Mitzvah, the person who was hearing the psak made a mistake. Lo yada mishum ma timu. He didn't understand why they made him tomet. Heim timu as a merdeya mishum kelim amahilam alameis. They are matam of the merdeya because the keli went over the mace. Shakli atzma hamal, the keli itself, which is acting as an oil over the mace, is tomet b'kolshu. I don't care how, any size that it is, it's tomet. It's only we need it with a tefach that it should function as an oil to transport the tuma to the other end of the stick. But beneath it, there's tuma there. That's when you require a tefach. But for to be matam itself, the kolshu to accept tuma itself to be an oil over the mace to accept tuma itself, any width is any size is makabel tuma. Okay, so they matama the mardeya because it was an oil over the mace, and the timuhu leikir they matama the farmer tumas erev a tuma not of an abba tuma of oil, accepting tuma through oil, but rather accepting tuma by the fact due to the fact that he was carrying the mardeya. So the mace is an avatuma tumah. The mardeya is an avatuma. He touched the avatuma. So he's tome one for that day. Tumas erev, and he goes to the mikveh and he's tor. Now the one who touches the kli, he's an avatuma and he's a rishon. Vashemeya taught loimer, the person who that's what really happened. But the shemeya made a mistake. And he thought, Lomer Shasu the Iker Avatuma Latame Zayin, Balitun Hazoya, that they gave the Iker a full fledged tuma of 7 day tuma, requiring the sprinkling of the ashes of the Paraduma. And that means that must be the tuma was that would only be true if the Merdeya would act as an oil to bring the tuma to him. Then, so they said, oh, you see that it transfers tuma as an oil, even with the circumference of a tefach. That was their mistake. So Rekiba says, Ani Asakin, Shehudi Rechachamim, I'm going to correct this, that what the Chachamim said, Sha'armim Oyrim Merdeya, maybe Tuma Kayaman, that it will act as a way to transfer Tuma through oil, even though it only has a circumference of a Tefach, will be, yes, correct, will be accepted. How is that? Yeshtarish Mavim Alav Tuma Mamish, there are scenarios where it will bring the Tuma Zion, Litzon Hazoya, Midivreim. It'll require that he's Tomei 7 days, and he has to go through the process of the Paraduma Mirabonon. Go on. Al Adam Hanoison, Shetomei by Tumas Magam in a Torah. The person who's carrying the Merdeya, the Metaltel, where Midiraisa he is Tomei. He's only Tomei 1 day, but he's Tomei. Tomei by Tumas Magam in a Torah. So then Gozu Lov by Bermadeya Litamei Tumas Oil Midivreim. Once he's Tomei, and he's Tomei for 1 day, the Regozer will let the item which is he's carrying, if it's the Oiver of Bermadeya, which is a third of a tapa, it'll transport Tuma to him, Mirabonon, a Tumas Oil. Gezer Mishum Oviav, Gezerah. Where it goes to the case where it has a circumference that it has to have a tomb of 7 days, in order to safeguard a case where it has a actual width or diameter of a tefach, which that's the reis. Because if you only given it a tumas erev, people will say that mistakenly there's a tefach here and it's only tumas erev. So who would then, if there's an actual width of a tefach, it's only tumas erev? And that's not true. In the case where the width is actually a tefach, the tumas is going to be a tumas zayin, midrash. The kibin the mitzvah that you're giving him tuma. Akarach a tuma the raisa. You must give him a tuma the raisa. Latzuche erev shemesh, that he has to go to the mikveh and wait till the sun sets. Vuhu loy naga b'meis. He didn't touch the mace at all. Kesover, people can mistakenly think shimshum oil atam matamoy. The tuma wasn't through maga; it was through oil. Mushum shiyesh bekeif a tefach. People say, oh, you see that the din of a tefach is circumference. So they're going to be smart and say, oh, it must be with tumas oil. He didn't touch the mace, must be tumas oil. And you see, it's a tefach, yeah. And so you see, tumas erev. They'll say, oh, conclusion, oil needs tumas erev. Not true. Kimel mace like tumas zayin, also the member, but oil, gomer, nami tumas erev. So they'll mistakenly think tumas erev, even a case of an actual oil. Avol shar olam, bekelem, shein noigenberg. Veinalecha, the taman klal. Someone who's not touching, there's no need to be a taman at all. There the shear will leave it on the derice of a tefach. Rekiba Milsadur Banam Hirish. Rekiba is coming to explain the Tanakam, he's not arguing. He's explaining the Tanakam. And that's halacha l'maaseh, says like Rekiba. From Rabbi Yanai. Kersinan. Mardeya Shomru, the maybe is a tuma al noisoi l'tamoi shiva midivrayim. This Mardeya, which is the thickness of a Mardeya to bring tuma on a person who's holding it mirabot in 7 days, and b'aviv tefach, doesn't have a diameter of a tefach, they can't have oil deraisa, then it's oil deraisa, but it has a circumference of a tefach, so it has a width of, it has a diameter of a third of a tefach. Reb Tarman says that the story is wrong, they did not make any gzeres at all. Ela b'din tera, they left it on the din deraisa. They left him only with the tumah of 1 day. Mishum maga, because he touched the keli. So botshelahu yudches, he's missing one of the 18. He's missing less. He has less than 18 cases. So benaskusim akulu, benaskusim is he holds up. Ubeidach the meniach kelim, but in the previous case, the case of leaving kelim under the pipe, savala reptarfen kur meir. He'll hold like a mayor. The choshev le viyud ches davar. It is one of the 18. Va'apikho va'ayol hachta b'neskos. So Rabbi Yossi did not have the case of meniach kelim. Hold that. They never came to a conclusion in that case. And he says b'neskos is one of the 18. Rabbi Meir says that case was one of the 18, and this case over here, Rabbi Meir, was not one of the 18. And b'neskos is the one which replaces it. Okay. Okay, so we are at this point in time, we should have 13 of the Yudches Dabar. We have the 9 of the cases of the Truma. We have the in current or in there, in Prolin or in there is 11, makes it 11. And then we have the case of Maniach Kalim and the case of Eber Medeya and the case of Menach Kusim. And of those three, everybody holds the two of them as part of Yudches Dabar. So we have now 13 of the Yudches Dabar. Okay, Beidach, so what's number 14? Beidach, what's that case? So now we actually touched on this case before. The more is going to go into it much more in depth. Habaycha legas. A person is harvesting grapes. Not for the purpose of eating them, but for the purpose of making them into wine. So he's going to bring them to the gas where they're going to be crushed and made into wine. So Shamei Omer Huchsher, so even before it gets to the gas, any liquid which flows out of the geyser that has it in, it's considered Muchsher. I mean, Raisa, food is only Mekabel Tumah if it's Muchsher, means that there's a liquid which is on it, which the liquid is the Ratzin. Not that the liquid being on it is the Ratzin, but the liquid itself is the Ratzin. He wants the liquid, and then that liquid gets onto the food, it's Machsher. That's made of Raisa. So Beishamai says that as soon as a person is bursal gas, halacha assumes automatically that it's mukshar. Mirabonim, we give it the status of it's mukshar, it's mekabel tuma. If tuma now touches the grapes are tuma. That's automatic.
Even if there's no liquid?
Even if there's no liquid. Right. There it goes, bursal gas is automatically, it has a din of being mukshar. Hillel Emer Loi Hochshir. That's not true. Amalei Hillel the Shammai. So Hillel says to Shammai, if they ma boitzin b'tahara. So therefore, when a person is doing the process of b'tzira, since it can be, it's even though it's not, there's no liquid on it, it's considered mukshir. So now it's mekabel tuma. So you have to mak, but the whole process of b'tzira must be done b'tahara. The person has to be tor. If they matar the workers, it's almost nice. If they matar your workers, right? All the workers which are involved in have to become. You have to matar them. The cattle have to be tore. Everything has to be tore because otherwise it's gonna mess it all up. But the loch is by masika. Masika is harvesting olives. There's no loch. You have to do that because it's not considered mukshar. I don't understand the difference. In other words, I don't hold either of them. But lishitascha, why? Why were you going to by Bitsira, not by Masika? Excuse me. To be Machshir, the liquids which are Machshir are the seven Mashkim which are Machshir. You know, the simon for that is Yod Shachatam. One of those is Yayin. One of them is Shemin. So we're saying, as much as you're telling me that there's a problem by Bitsira, because we count the liquid which comes out like wine, so why don't you do the same thing by shemen? The liquid which comes out will count it like shemen. So I don't understand why you should make a difference. So Amar Loi, so Shammai said to him, the conversation here is funny. Im takni teni, if you bother me, gezrani tuma, follow masika, you're right, so I'll make a tuma on the masika also. We will don't push me, okay. The Tosha says, but the Maaseh he wasn't. He wasn't going to Tuma on Masika, or the Heksher on Masika. So once we finish a piece of Gemara, we'll see exactly what the reason why we made the Gzera by wine, by grapes. Well. Tosus says an explanation why they weren't gozer by Shema. Okay. We still don't know why they were gozer by grapes. No tzucher of a beis hamedrash. They put I'm not sure if this is figurative or not. They put a sword by the door, and they said that Amru hanichlos yikones ayetze al yetze. Whoever wants to come in can come in. Nobody can leave. We want to come to a final decision on this point. Right? We're not closing the session until we come to a decision on this. You cannot leave. So they put a shomer by the door and said nobody can leave until we come to a conclusion on this point. Hillel was an anvason, and he accepted the opinion of Shammai. He was kaif of himself in front of Shammai. Kecha min ha-tamidim, like he had to, like one of the tamidim. But Yekosha li-Yisrael, that was wrong. Chazal fault him for this, for doing that, because that's not how the Nasi is supposed to act. Kiyem shenasa bo ehoego. It was kosha li-Yisrael, that was bad for Klal Yisrael, comparative to the day that the ego was done. I was planning to get up early and be ma'ayin in that nakuda, which I didn't. Mark could tell you I overslept, so I cannot give you an explanation in the mashal. I will basically not able to tell you tomorrow, but in the mashal. Because of Shama Behillel, they were gozer it together, but like Kibla Minah, they did not accept it. So Hillel and Shammai had this argument, but eventually Hillel accepted the opinion of Shammai, and they decided to be gozer Habersha Lagas is Hoksha. Big fight, they both agreed finally, and nobody accepted it. Yeah. So it didn't work. It wasn't exactly which worked. Yeah. Also, Tamid Dayo, then eventually in the Yud Ches Dover, the Tamidim of Sabe Shammai and Beis Hillel, in the context of the Yud Ches Dover, were Gozer, and then they accepted it. Okay. So that's the story. Now, my time, what was the reason behind this gzera of a bunch of the gaz? So Omer Ze'iri, Omer Pchanina, gzera shema yivatsreno b'kufois tmeyos. Regardless of that, you might use kelim which are tame. So Omer says, okay, what's that gzera? Hanicha, the mandamer, kli tame choshev mashkin. Shopper. While it's in the keli, so it's, a lot of times liquid comes out. And is that liquid considered the rotzen that it should have a locha of being machshir? So there's a mandam which says that kli tame is choshev mashkin, and once it's in the kli tame, it gives a cheshivas to the mashkin which comes out as if it was the rotzen, and therefore it's mukshir. So if you do it in kufas tameyos in containers which are tame, so the kli tame is machshev the mashkin. So according to that mandomer, I understand this gezera that you goes in the case you put in the kli tame, it'll have that problem. Therefore, the regards in a kli tor that's considered mukshir also, and you have to be careful not to touch the betuma. El mandomer ain't kli tame choshev mashkin. According to the opinion which says a kli tame is not choshev mashkin, and kli tame is not, so it's even in the kli tame it's not considered mukshir. So why when you goes to tuma, no, you goes to a din of hechsher a gzeira also a case of a kli tame, even by kli tame, why is the mukshir over there? It's not mukshir over there either. So that can't be the reason, according to him. Michael, remember, what are you going to say according to him? He says the gzera was that the liquid which comes out, there's always liquid coming out of the grapes, but that liquid which comes out is hachlivut. So I don't want it. It's not the rotzen. Just that's we're going to run off. But if your boitzer in a keli which is mezufaf, which means it's lined with zephis, which means the liquid will not run out. That liquid you will catch. And pour into the gas with everything else. So that liquid that you might you're the rotzen, you're happy with that liquid. You know that's usable for you. See if your person's beitzer to eat, it's irrelevant to him that liquid. So it's not the rotzen either. Maybe he's beitzer the gas. He's planning to make it into wine anyway. So any liquid comes out, he's going to eat. I'm happy with that liquid. So that is a scenario of that they were geyser because of that. That's Ziri's pshat. Rava Omar, Rava says the gzera was mishum hanoishches. When you have bunches of grapes which are very close to each other, and as you're butcher them, you pull them out. So it's almost impossible that some liquid won't, they're noishek each other. They bite each other literally. It means one's going to pull away from the other, and you're going to cause liquid to come out. That is what Rava holds. That's considered mashka l'rotzen. Since you know it's going to happen, and you're doing it anyway because you want to get these grapes off, so you're saying I'm accepting that liquid which is going to come out. I want that. That's all. That's also called the rotzen. So we regozer that scenario due to a case of noishkas. I'm not sure according to Rava why that shouldn't apply even by a case of his bunch of l'achila. Why that shouldn't be true. He's saying I don't want the liquid, but I want to be noishik. I want to take pull these off, which are going to be noishik. So that's called I want the liquid. Okay, that's what should apply whether you're butcher the gas or you're butcher the chilu.
Is it similar to you can't do it without one happening?
Right. So that's the point it's saying. So that's called like you're aware of the fact and you're doing it anyway. It means you want it. In halacha, that's the level of rotzen you need it. The rotzen doesn't mean that you're achtaftas. Rasa means I'm agreeable. Exactly. So you means you're agreeable to do this. That's mashkin that you're agreeable to. Because you need it for a different reason. That's called agreeable. Rav Nachman, Omar Rabbi Baravur, Nachman says, "I'm Rabbi Baravur." A third shot. Pomim Mishodam Haluch LeKarmoy. He goes out to the vineyard. Leida imhegia anovim lebsira oloi. He wants to see if the grapes have reached the point where they're fit to harvest them or not. So what does he do? Benotol eshkol, he'll take a bunch of grapes. Eshkol anovim, a bunch of grapes. L'soichtoi, and he squeezes them to see how much liquid comes out. So he wants that liquid to come out because he wants to see how much liquid comes out. That's mashkol aratz. Umazalaf agabi anovim, it flows on the other grapes. Ubashas betzir, when it comes to the time of the actual harvest, and dain mashkol tefechalem, that liquid is still wet on them. That liquid is aratz. Kolzman is attached to the tree. There's no din of hechsher. So when he squeezes it and it goes on the grape, it's not going to be machshir. But the minute later he pulls that grape off of the tree, and that mashka is on it still. That mashka is mashka l'rotzen. So that's going to be machshir at that point in time. So when a person is boitzer l'achila, he doesn't do this necessarily. A person is boitzer l'betzira l'gas, he wants to see how liquidy it is. Aha! So then the kishash that he might do this is very good. So they said, you know what, boitzer l'gas is always considered mochshir. Because this was a standard procedure they would do to check to see if it's ready for Pesira. And many times you would have this liquid left on the other grapes. Okay, let's hold it here. We'll do Rashi tomorrow. Now, Tosis points out, this halacha, wine, as soon as it comes out of the grape, liquid, as soon as it comes out of the grape, it has a din of yayin, legabi halacha. So it's kosher for Kiddush. The more says you take your grapes, you squeeze it, it's yayin, you can use it for kiddush. Shemen is not true like that. Shemen, which comes out immediately out of the olive, is not considered shemen. It's considered what's called something called moihel. And when it would sit for a few days after your boitzer it, or your moisik it better, and it would sit, and then it would sort of like absorb, you know, thicken or whatever it is, that's considered shemen. So it's not considered a machshor immediately. So that's why there was the gzeir wasn't shaykh by Masikah.